Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, boys and girls. Welcome to Real Metaphysical Talk. This is your host, Joan, here back for a brand new episode. December 10th, 2015 is the date. Back on yet another Thursday, if you're playing along live at home. And if you're listening to the archives, just another show. All right, so here we are. On Blog Talk Radio, one place you can find me. I'm going to get through all the little easy stuff first. And then, of course, if you're not joining on Blog Talk Radio, you can be listening to me on iTunes, as well as through the archives, both as a registered user on Blog Talk Radio, or you can listen to the archives on iTunes, or you can find me on Facebook under Real Metaphysical Talk. All right. How was your week? Here we are, heavy into the holiday season. We are nearing the new moon, and I'm going to talk about that first. But the whole reason why we are here is for holiday spiritual protection. We need to protect ourselves. There's so much crazy energy. There's so much negativity. There's so much of a lot of stuff going on. This tends to be a time of the year where people become, you know, you become in more contact with other people, mixed energies. And I felt now is the time. I was actually going to talk about the new moon, which I am, and focus on more of creating new, but I know I really talked about you getting to be very powerful last week, talking about taking control of your life. So here we are at the new moon, ready to do that, taking control of our lives. But now we also want to protect ourselves. And I talk about protection off and on and here and there and everywhere. Definitely need to remind everyone how we can do this through the next 3-4 weeks. And I say 4 weeks because, you know, it goes extends into January. We're always visiting people, and we're going to be doing things well into the first of the year. So let's really get into this topic. Let's learn on how we can definitely protect ourselves, especially through this holiday season. First, our reminder of the new moon. We have the new moon occurring Friday, December 11th at 5:29 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, new moon, great for creating wish lists. Great for creating and setting our intentions. It's a perfect time to write our abundance checks, get that wish list together to really focus on where we want to go in the next 4 weeks. What do we want to set in motion at this point? Do we have a plan, even if, you know, do we have a long-term plan? As well as a short-term plan. Is there something that you want to see start to happen? For example, now would be a great time to say, hey, time to implement my new health regime. We know the holidays are here. We're in between Thanksgiving in the U.S. and the other holidays. We're now in the middle of Hanukkah for those who celebrate or at least recognize. We're halfway to Christmas. Between Thanksgiving, of course, or almost, really. So here we are. We've eaten too much at one time, one gathering, and we're getting ready to just keep continuing the pig out session from one date to the next. So how do we help ourselves? We can do this with, like I said, setting that goal. Don't wait for January 1st. Set it now with the new moon. I said last week we've got Mercury retrograde coming up in January, really close to January 1st. I think it's set on the 4th. I'm not quite sure on the date. I'll have to look at that. But let's start now. At least start making changes for the better if you're going to do that. But new moon, again, wishes. How do we want to set our intentions? What you think you create. So if you're focused and you are truthful on how you want to set your life in motion towards these new things, towards these new goals, then with honesty, with truth, with sincerity, you know, I can easily say, oh, I'd love $1 million, and then I can buy this, and I can pay off these bills. You have to mean it. When it comes to these new moon wishes, when it comes to setting even without the new moon, when it comes to setting your mind in motion. You have to mean it. You have to live it. You have to see it be your truth. So, what do? This new moon here. We'll talk about how, let's create a list. We can create the abundance check. You write a check to yourself. You can, by the law of abundance, do not create an amount on there. Just sign it with paid in full as your amount. And, of course, with that thought, you're not limiting the universe on how much money it can give to you. It will provide you exactly what you need and more. This and something better. So we've got that. We've got our wish list that we can create, the things that we want to set in motion. What are we looking for? Where do we want to go? And we can be creative in this moment. We can say, you know what? I do want to be on a beach. Think of something down the road. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? You know, I can picture yourself in a new job. I can picture myself, you know, in a new car, or you can picture yourself in a new home. Like I said, a new job, a new anything. New pair of shoes, if that's all you're looking for, a new pair of shoes. Mama needs a new pair of shoes. You can picture that too. So what is this new moon in particular really focus on? Being that's occurring in the sign of Sagittarius, of course, we can focus on something that is like the attributes of the archer, okay? Sagittarius, very optimistic, enthusiastic, adventurous, honest, very, can be outspoken, independent. And think about how those attributes can be positive to you in your life, where you are at right now. Where can you be optimistic? Where can you be honest? Maybe be adventurous. Now, the honesty, let's talk about that. We need to be honest to ourselves. Not so much being negative and being the negative Nelly and saying, well, I'll never get there or I'll never be able to do this. Be honest about how you feel, about who you are. You know, I don't feel good when we are together, or I don't feel that I'm being heard. Say, for instance, you're at work. You could say I'm not being heard as a constructive or a contributing team member or contributing. Oh man, my words today. I try to contribute as a group, as part of my team, and I'm not being heard. Be honest. I don't like it when you speak to me that way. Part of your honesty. It's not saying, as we all should be honest on how we feel and the things that we have going on. Honesty in our feelings to others and how they're treating you. Being outspoken. Maybe saying a little too much, but that's okay. Being independent. Standing up for yourself. Speaking your truth, as I said before, but be adventurous. You want to be enthusiastic, optimistic. Optimism is a hard thing sometimes during the holiday season, because this can bring back memories of people that had passed on. This can bring back memories of relationships that have ended recently or even years ago. This can bring back memories of times that have passed where you used to do things, you used to have traditions, and you no longer do that. You could be not at the moment, things out for yourself right now, trying to create new traditions. Where do you fit in? And I kind of feel like that's sort of what's happening right now to a majority of people. Yes, we have our traditions, and yes, we've had our past. We've had our holidays and things that we used to do, and now we're trying to find a place in our lives. We're trying to find that happy medium. Some of us have gone through the situation and we're happy moving along, getting through the holidays. And some of us have not. Some of us are trying to figure out where we fit in. How do we fit in? How do we communicate? This has been a long road, especially with some of the planets, the way they've been aligned. Saturn, specifically, now strong in Sagittarius, just came out of Scorpio. hidden truths and hidden areas, our secret agendas, etc. Now we are strongly in Sagittarius. We are doing the new moon in Sagittarius now with the sun also in Sagittarius. This is the time of, it's your birthday today, you're a Sagittarius, up through the 21st of this month, where we change over to Capricorn. Now, Sagittarius energy, you find ways to transcend the details of your day-to-day life, nurturing your faith, hope, and vision. It's all about hope. It's all about faith. It's all about positively looking forward. This can be a time where you're negative on yourself and, oh, I wish it used to be like this, and I wish I used to be like that, and I wish I could have my old self back, and I wish this person was still in my life, I wish I was still able to do this, etc., etc. If we spend so much time wishing for what we used to have, we never can set our foot to move forward. Be grateful for what we used to have. Be grateful for the things that you used to do. Because had you not done them, you wouldn't be where you are now. Yes, it may be a tough time. You may be having a hard time in your life. But know that this bad will pass. Have faith. Build in the, what I like to call, build in the sparkle of the season. Twinkle, the sparkle, the glitter, the glitz, the... I kind of like this time of the year because it brings back like the childhood belief. When you're young and you knew, oh, it's like this, and nothing could ever deter your faith of this is how things should be, and that just the magic of the season. That's what you need to really plug into right now. And that will get you through the next few weeks. To get through this holiday. Because next is Capricorn, and Capricorn is all about getting to work and getting things done. And yes, we're there, Sagittarius with this new moon. This is the final hope before the true winter season of astrology, going to the next fire sign, which is Aries. You know, we've got the passion buildup right now. We want to fan the flames of hope, of optimism, of faith, of like I said, that sparkle. We want to continue to look forward, get us through the cold, stark time of the hard work that we're going to have to put in the next month, and using that vision to move forward. Because, look, we're looking at Capricorn being the hard worker. We're looking at the Aquarius visions into the future, where we want to go, and all of our ideas. And then we're moving into Pisces after that, which is, why am I thinking there's somebody else? No, it's Pisces. I believe it's Pisces. Wait. Now I'm going to have to look this up because I think I am off. Aries, Pisces. Wait, back it up. Aquarius. I want to say it's Pisces because we're going into February and then March. Yes. Wow. Dad, I'm really off today, but that's okay. So we've got the Aquarius, then we got the Pisces being very emotional before we get back onto the fire sign of Aries and the start of our new astrological year. Okay, so here we go. New moon, don't forget your abundance checks. We want to think about being in your integrity. Do not get swept up by the moment. Make sure you think before you speak. You want to be true to you. And decide on what needs to be healed. That will get you through the new moon this month. In fact, tomorrow. So there. All right. So here we are talking about protection. We've already set our intentions in motion. We want to be true to ourselves. We need to worry about how we are going to protect ourselves for the holidays. What's the first thing I'm thinking of? And that's crystals. Crystals really help to protect ourselves. We get our mindset in motion. Black tourmaline is one of the crystals you want to have to help really suck up the bad energy, protect you. You want to lower your stress level. You want to stay grounded. And you do not want any negative energy of others really, I can see it like pelting your aura like sleet, coming at you like little daggers. Black tourmaline. It's not only stressful for yourself, but it's stressful for others. Like I said, you've got 100,000 things going on. Oh, I have to bake for the family. I have to get these gifts. I have to get this at this time. Oh, my bills are coming in. The car broke down. I need to get this fixed. I need to go here. I've got all this traveling to do. Black tourmaline. Specifically, if you carry it in your purse, carry it in your car, have it sitting with you in your pocket, just have it with you. Why? Because even while you're out, you're shopping. You're coming into more contact with more people than you would probably normally do in a day or a week or even a weekend. You want to be able to at least bubble yourself, have it bounce off of your aura, have the negative energy bounce off of your aura and back out to the people that were sending it to you. Maybe they don't realize they're sending it to you. So in a loving fashion, just bounce it off of you to dissipate. Okay? Another stone that would be good, let's see, for protecting you at this time, really is labradorite. I've talked about this stone before. It has a nice sheen to it, a shimmer to it. Labradorite is great to protect against any loss of energy. We don't want people sucking the energy or leeching off of you because you'll feel exhausted. Happens a lot of time in the workplace. It can happen while you are shopping, especially if you're surrounded by people. Maybe you're going out to eat with a friend. You've done some daily shopping. You're sitting at the restaurant, and the table next to you having a heated argument. They leave, and the energy there just feels super heavy. Well, using labradorite can your energy sealed keep you protected. The other thing is, we can talk about this now, is knowing when to say when or knowing when to leave a situation. You've had too much. Okay, you can feel physically your energy draining. Time to take a break, time to recharge. Plan your trips out. Plan your trips to certain areas. I know even visiting family and friends can be draining. Same thing with these carrying these crystals. Know when to say when. Recognize when a situation is becoming overwhelming to you. Maybe there's something that you can do. Steady your breathing. Can maybe take a few minutes and head off to the bathroom just for a few moments. Maybe a silent meditation. Bring yourself back to center. Use the water. Out of the faucet, really, turn the water on as maybe you're washing hands or even pretending to wash your hands and just ground yourself that way. Find your focus. Find your center. Going back to the happy place, that new moon in Sagittarius energy where we're looking for faith and we're looking for hope. It's that sparkle and the magic of the season. We don't want others to drag us down. We don't want to feel out of control. We don't want to feel unsafe. Feeling anxious can also bog us down, make us feel tired. If you're starting to feel tired, then you've got too much going on. You need to take that time out for yourself. Plan your trips. Plan your times. Only you know where your limits are. So one way I said crystals, using the tourmaline, using the labradorite. Another crystal to use is ruby. Ruby provides you with strength and courage. If you're using your black tourmaline, if you're using obsidian or jet, obsidian keeps your negative entities away. Jet will neutralize negativity gently. Hematite protects you from negativity and is used by warriors for strength. So if you're using ruby, use it with your hematite, your jet, or obsidian, even the black tourmaline where you're being grounded. Use it for your strength and courage to get you through the season, get you through those times where you know you have to deal with family members that might be a little tough to deal with. However, if you've recognized that they are tough and difficult to deal with, then you are already like several steps ahead. And that's a good thing. Because you know where your limits are. You know where your boundaries are. You've set up those spiritual boundaries. Set up your aura. Strengthen that aura. Another thing is, if, like I said, if you're feeling weak, if you feel like you're feeling anxious, that the world is out to get you, you need to, you're out of harmony. You're not in balance. You need to bring yourself to balance. If you're looking for balancing, use moss agate. It's got great grounding energy. It helps you stabilize and focus on constructive actions. What is good for you? What is good to get you back in motion? You know, you don't feel out of control with this holiday season. Oh, I'm everywhere. I don't know where to begin. Brings you back to a more stable mind. Gets you, I'm getting the words road to recovery because this stone is also good for addictions. So it's bringing you back to balance, bringing you back to center, bringing you back to a path where it's going to help you build like one step in front of the other. And yes, I'm also picturing that that holiday show put one foot in front of the other, talking about Frosty. I believe it's Frosty the Snowman. Anyhow, moss agate, that's the stone for that. If you're looking for something for supreme harmony, Amazonite, my, you know what, pardon my words tonight because I am all over the place. Amazonite is great for your harmony. It's allowing you to see multiple points of view in any situation. It also helps you to find and know your own inner truth, bringing balance to you. It's a green stone looking to bring balance to your heart. All right. So we've got those stones to help. Another way to deal with the holidays and spiritual protection is by getting Reiki. Schedule yourself for a Reiki session. Schedule yourself for healing. Get yourself in a mode of thinking of your health, thinking of that protection, that grounding. I'm hearing like the tuning forks. If you can find a person that provides tuning fork sessions, do that as well. Even a little massage, if you can get massage therapy, that's great for you as well. If you are one of those individuals that the holidays show up and you're just totally not organized, use fluorite for your crystal, for making your lists and getting organized. When you find yourself procrastinating and needing to get things done, use it to stay focused when you're shopping, so that you're only working on what you're supposed to be doing. It strengthens your immune system, helps you stay healthy in a crowded environment. But if you're feeling that you can't get out, you don't know what to do, you just have no energy at all, carnelian. What I call the vinegar of stones, carnelian, because it's so good for everything and anything. It gets you motivated when you're feeling like you don't want to do anything. It renews your excitement, spurs creativity. It gets you to be an analytical thinker, and you don't want to be bogged down by details. You just want to get through and get things done, get you inspired, gives you the vision to, and start to give you that magic for the holiday season. Use carnelian. So here we are protecting ourselves. We also need to know when is it time to leave a situation? Is somebody starting to, like, talk negatively about others? Time to step away. How do you kindly get out of that? Oh, you don't have to lie. You may not be feeling well. You don't have to overstay your welcome. You could schedule, say to yourself you're overscheduled, or maybe you need to get away. It's time to leave. You know when it's time, when the gossip starts to happen, the energy starts to drain, you feel exhausted, it is time to pick up and move on. 1 or 2 hours, great. Spending time with family can end up being 5, 6, 7 hours, and sometimes that is too much for people when we're visiting. Know that you can go off to a corner, to another room, maybe spend some time, some quiet time to recharge. rather than if you cannot leave and you're, I don't want to say stuck, because we look forward to these times, spending it with family, getting to know each other once again, finding out, catching up, being friends. Just getting through these times can be physically draining and can also bring on illnesses. Know that what you're eating and what you're putting in, I've talked about herbs in the past, know that that also can weaken your spiritual system as well. So know that the herbs can build that up. Know that you can use your stones for protection, but just knowing your thoughts, your thinking, you know, are you dreading this time? Have you been dreading this time? Have you been hiding out? Have you just been ignoring what others have been, you know, your invitations? Have you been ignoring others? Know that you can stay protected. You can keep your energy up. Start that health regime now with this new moon. Keep moving forward. Keep those thoughts positive because, of course, like I said, what we think we create. We know we need to be grateful for what we have around us. We need to be able to recognize when the energy might not be 100% positive and know when, basically when to say when. It's time to go. It's time to, you know, move on. Bless those that are around you. And, of course, you can easily send them good energy and allow the negative energy to bounce off of you. There are also salt baths that you could take. You could protect your home with salt. Knowing that you have family coming over, if you are going to have visitors, don't forget to use your sage. Sage a lot, not only for just spiritual protection, but I'm going to tell you that sage and frankincense both is great for clearing the air of bacteria, I want to say viruses. It can help clear up your bugs, the flu, you know, those things, colds. Sage has been used often, obviously, like I said, for cleansing the home. Use it to clear the air. Breathe it in. You know, set a little bowl out on your stove or put it in a pot and you can burn sage that way. And you can walk the pot around the house and just help to clear the air as well. Frankincense, great, great scent for the holiday season. And those that do attend church services know that frankincense is also used in the services at this time. We are coming into the season where we're coming in contact with many people, shapes, sizes, beliefs. We want to be able to protect ourselves. I know that you all can do this. Shine your light on others. Put out the positivity. Get back the positivity. Keep sharing more of your positive light. Shine that light brightly. Smile. Don't forget to share that too. I'm wishing you all the best for this week. Thank you for joining me here on Blog Talk Radio. If you're looking to continue the conversation, find me on Facebook under Real Metaphysical Talk. I'm your host, Joan. I'm full for all of you listening. I appreciate you joining me each week. I look forward to a brand new episode here on Real Metaphysical Talk. Peace to you all.